news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. He's fabulouser than ever. Rob Setter, our producer. Matt Cotrillo, our news director, keeping an eye on things this morning. And we're monitoring traffic, and we see so far so good around here. Just a cloudy sky and about 44 degrees here at WKOK. We're so glad to say that Regina Russell is back from the ACLU. She is the chapter president of the ACLU of Central Pennsylvania, the Central Pennsylvania chapter, the ACLU of Pennsylvania, and Sunbury resident. We see your name popping up, of course, a frequent attender at meetings around here and with important words typically for some of the leaders. So welcome back. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
I do appreciate that. Must be time for the annual awards dinner, and you guys do such a good dinner. I've been lucky enough to attend it on a couple of occasions, and you hand out some noteworthy awards to people who are sort of part of the solution around here. So let's start at the beginning. What is the ACLU chapter, ACLU Pennsylvania, Central Pennsylvania chapter? Tell us about them.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Pennsylvania is a nonpartisan membership organization dedicated to defending individual rights and personal freedoms throughout the entire state of Pennsylvania.
Well, sure, and you advocate and fight for things that you feel are constitutional, and it's definitely nonpartisan. I mean, conservative, you irritate conservatives sometimes, and then the next week you're irritating Democrats, so...
But somehow they all manage to work together in the end when they're working for a common cause.
Well, and that common cause is trying to stay in lockstep with maybe what our founding fathers meant with the Constitution, and the ACLU really, I think, stands up for individuals, making sure that people get their word out and get the, you know, their spoken information to said and their written information printed, and the, you know, important rules are followed in the U.S. Well, you recognize some folks that uphold some of these ideals. Tell us about them.
Yes, I am proud to speak on behalf of the chapter and say that it is very difficult because this area has a lot of very good people working in the public. But each year it becomes more difficult, and we try to select people who, I guess, stand out just a little bit more.
Well, you have a wide range of really outstanding individuals around here, although you've recognized quite a few of them in the past. So who are the awards dinner is March 29th, and people can go to that,
yes,
right?
At Front Street Station in Northumberland. We try to select a person from each county because the chapter represents five counties: Columbia, Montour, Northumberland, Snyder, and Union. And every year we recognize extraordinary people for their unselfish community service. Susan Jordan this year will be one of our awardees, executive director and mediator of the Central Susquehanna Mediation Center in Ceilings Grove.
Well, yeah, we've met her a couple times, and let's see, the last time I think I saw her in person, we were there for a Better Angels discussion where they brought in staunch Republicans and dyed-in-the-wool liberals to have good common sense conversations. I was there in the back row. It was
profound, yes.
Quite an eye-opener, I'll tell you. We really have quite a bit in common.
And then we're going to have Dr. Patsy J. Bruno. He's a specialist in adolescent medicine and pediatrics at Geisinger Hospital in Danville.
Of course, he, of course, started the Child Advocacy Center that was just a cutting edge 20 years ago when it started up at Sunbury Community Hospital, and to make sure that this idea of sexual abuse of children was properly and scientifically investigated and that kids were given a top priority in the court system and in the evidence-gathering system. Pastor Mark Riesinger, tell us about him.
Yes, I don't want to say too much about him, but he has traveled a great deal in Pennsylvania, and he is well known, I believe, for doing the first LGBTQ wedding in Lewisburg.
Okay, and he's with the United Methodist Church in Bloomsburg now, so that's where folks can find him on a Sunday morning with a good sermon, no doubt, plus leading a flock up there. So Mark Riesinger and Amy Moyer, of course, we know her as just a great leader here, making sure that people have voice.
Yes, and of course she gives all the credit to her editor and other journalists. She was reluctant to taking this award, but we always like to recognize the top. You know, everything comes from there's always a head person in charge. So we like to honor those as well.
Well, surround you. Her motto, surround yourself with good people and give them credit.
That's
so,
right.
Okay, that's her job. All right. Well, there's something to be said for that. You get an award for that in this particular case. Why call up these individuals and honor them? Why call attention to their good activities?
I find, like with myself, a lot of times there's so many people out here doing good things, and they're not looking for recognition. It's like you have a calling. There's a code inside of you. You want to affect change, and these are the people that are doing it.
And the ACLU agrees with that, this idea of positive?
Now, don't put me on the spot there and say the ACLU. I'm just saying our chapter, the central, yes, we try to do our research. And not only research, a lot of times we are tabling at events that they may have and their cause.
And why do all this work? Why does this have to be brought up and talked about? What if we didn't have a Central Pennsylvania chapter? What would we lose if we didn't have you recognize the many, many people? I know you recognize letter writers, people that keep the local newspapers full of letters.
Yeah, the Thomas Paine Awards, yes. People who speak out.
Yeah, why do all that? Why is that so important?
Well, among those liberties are freedoms of speech, religion, right to privacy, reproductive freedom, due process of law, and the right to equal treatment under the law. It is important that I recently read an article in the AARP, not giving them a plug, where a Holocaust survivor mentioned that what led up to the Holocaust was people simply joking around, scapegoating, bullying, and what you consider harmless can lead up to creating a dangerous world. And a dangerous world is losing those freedoms. If we lose those freedoms, and a lot of times we're taking it for granted that because we're not used to people actually taking away our freedoms. Only the people in jail can talk about having their freedoms taken away. But when you have something taken away from you, that's when you know that you need the ACLU. And I say, don't wait till it happens and you call the ACLU, but that's what happens.
Don't wait till it's too late.
Yes, yes, a lot of times that's what happens. And I'll give you another example. There are 363 prisons in the United States, and with 96,000 behind bars, Pennsylvania has the highest incarceration rate in the Northeast. When factoring in people who are on probation and parole, the second highest rate of people under correctional control in the country is Pennsylvania. It's past time to reform our criminal legal system and challenge the racism and inequality that keeps it from being just. We have to hold district attorneys accountable to their constituents and communities, ensure fair sentencing that avoids harsh penalties, racial biases, and the use of problematic sentencing.
All right. So, and this is, you monitor the local courts to make sure that this is happening locally?
Not only locally, the state of Pennsylvania.
All
That's
over.
Why it's ACLU of Pennsylvania.
Okay, so the ACLU of Pennsylvania, Central Pennsylvania chapter, having their awards dinner March 29th. If I want to go, how can I get more information about this?
You can go to the website at aclupa.org. And when you get to the website, you would click under events and scroll to Central Susquehanna chapter. You can upload the registration form. You can print it out and mail it in to us with payment. Deadline is March 14th.
Okay, so it's right around the corner. Okay, so you got a week or so to get that organized. And ACLUPA.org, the place to go for more information. Anything else to add for our audience, please?
I would just like to say that Pennsylvania voters have immense power at the polls. They can reduce incarceration, reform probation and parole, and challenge racism in the Commonwealth. Democracy is a test. Vote like your life depends on it, and hope that it's not an election year if your life does depend on it. Thank you for having me again.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome back anytime. Thank you so much, Regina Russell of Sunbury, ACLU Central Pennsylvania Chapter President, talking about their awards dinner March 29th. More information about the dinner at aclupa.org, and you can get contact information if you want to get in touch with the ACLU Central Pennsylvania Chapter as well. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you again.